T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Previously on Gresh and Keefe.
The first time I ever tried Gator Nuggets was in Nashville.
Mine was in Florida, but nevertheless.
Well, mine was during the break.
Why are you the way that you are?
He's at the kids' table.
He is at the kids' table. Like, John, can you cut your cousin Paul's turkey for him?
This is Gresh and Keefe.
I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. I'm getting on my soapbox.
What now?
It's not that good.
You guys are the ones who love the guy. I've been said, let's ship him up out of here.
Andy Gresh.
You got the potential to play against Brooklyn tomorrow. Play well. You got to come out and play some good basketball. Looking forward to put everything together.
Rich Keefe.
Report today that you've been informed this will be your last game.
That is not accurate. You know, I have great communication with ownership. I have not had any discussions.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
Guys, and again, as I say, and I really enjoy being on with you guys because you're very knowledgeable NFL people.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
On WEEI.
Oh, baby, we got a lot to break down. It is your official Patriots-Tennessee Titans preview, 11:03. Here on the day before Thanksgiving on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com, anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. Is Thanksgiving Eve appropriate? It feels like that there's only one Eve, and that is, well, two. It's Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Well, they do call the Wednesday before Thanksgiving Townie Night. That is sort of the mini reunions.
Oh,
you're making a sound right now. I can already tell how much you like it. But we're also too old for it. That there is a sweet spot of when you get out of high school, maybe you happen to go to college or your trade school, or maybe you just stay home, but you don't see the same people anymore. Then you go back and you see each other, even into college. So I would say 21 to 25.
Really?
Maybe a little bit earlier if you can get in there, but that would probably... What do you mean, really?
You don't think that in your town...
What do you mean, really?
The assistant football coach who does it to be able to get the dollar beer at the Elks Club every Wednesday night...
It's a good deal.
And that him and Chucky from the class of 92 aren't meeting up at...
All towns are a little bit different.
Okay.
But normally, this Wednesday night is a massive, massive night. Like, I'm too old for that. Frankly, it never really interests me. Too many people.
Thank
expensive
you.
Beers.
Good.
You know me. That's not for...
Beers.
I'm
That's
not doing that. I'd rather go, hey, come on over to the house. We can watch TV, watch a movie, and drink all the beers that I bought.
Davey, come over.
Yes.
And there
you play
go.
Video games. And now you don't even have to do that. Play video games from your house to my house.
Live.
We'll connect online.
You know, that's the other thing, too, is that you don't even have to leave your lair.
No, but normally this is a big to-do for that. But I think what also happened is for so many years, people would wait until Wednesday after work and then just sit in traffic and scream on their way to their parents, grandparents, aunt, uncles. They don't do that anymore. There's nobody on the road. I cruised in. It was the quickest ride into work in months was this morning.
I agreed.
Knock on wood, people aren't going, you know, right when we get out of work here today. But I think people had enough. It was probably like 10 years of Wednesday travel, and now they're like, nope. And we even made comments on Monday, like, nobody's really in the office. People are taking a 3-day work week and turning it into a 0-day work week.
That's exactly right.
Because it's really just a longer weekend.
I'll work Monday from home, and
that's
then I'll
is.
Use like a personal day, and then a vacation day.
Nothing's
and then
getting
you're
done today.
Week.
Nothing's getting done today.
You're right. Maybe it is a little more town by town. I can tell you that I think Westerly, Rhode Island, most of the people that I graduated high school with,
They're there on a daily basis.
That I was only around 2 years, and I never really got to know.
Right.
But I know that, you know, they're the ones who are playing for the local bar softball team who are dropping to their knees and pointing to the sky in the local paper when they win the townie softball
league. This is where the one big
it's
shot.
The moment they thought of forever.
I love pasta.
So, yeah, that guy will always be there. But then you have the one big shot in your school that goes to New York, right? He's Dow Jones. He's the stockbroker guy.
Dow Jones?
He comes back, right, wearing his suits, and he's like, you made fun of me. Look at how much money I have now.
Oh, my God.
That's a big night for that guy.
Have you ever gone to a high school reunion? Because
yes.
In a lot of ways,
yeah,
that's what those – you really have gone to one?
Oh, yeah, and I'm probably going to go
– like, willingly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was all your friends are going and they're kind of dragging you along and all that stuff.
I've been to two, and I'll probably go to a third one.
Wow.
I went to my 5th-year reunion. I went to my 10-year, and then this coming June is my 20th.
And you're going to go to that? Man. And you're going to go to that, too?
Well, I don't know. We're on the fence. I only have like 3 friends from high school, so we're like, do we want to go there, or do we just want to go do something together? So we might do that instead. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I got you. Like, because that's what this feels like tonight, is that it's a lot of the gathering of the high school friends.
Also an opportunity. Say you were in high school and you were one of the fats, and now you're one of the thins. Now you show up and you're like, hey, take a look at me. Or maybe you were picked on.
Yeah.
Maybe you were picked on, God forbid, but maybe it made you tougher. And now you show back up and you say, hey, look at me. Remember when you made fun of me?
Now you beat everybody's ass.
I drive a Corvette. And my wife is smoking hot.
Roadhouse it. You go in and beat everybody
up. You could go kick some ass.
Just go in and beat everybody up and leave.
Maybe you have a Steve Buscemi list from Billy Madison. You go in and start crossing names off.
That would have been me before I became involved.
Right. Well, that would be, your 5-year reunion.
I'm just a trivia question at those reunions. In fact.
What, who's not here?
It's the whole, whatever they did. My class of 92 in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Most likely to achieve great things?
I was most likely to not talk to any of them ever again. And that's pretty much what I've lived up to. No, this isn't Western Pennsylvania. This is Westerly,
Rhode Island.
John,
keep it straight.
I heard West.
No, Westerly.
No, Westerly.
I hear West on the show and I black out and play that music.
No, but...
I bet this is a big night for John, though.
Oh, of course.
I did not attend.
Really?
Yeah, everyone goes down to the little Brant Rock area of Marshfield.
That's surprising.
The Venus, Jetty, that whole area. I do not attend. I don't like any of those people, and I'm sure this is going to get back to them.
Ouch.
I will be a hot topic.
Good. Right. Yeah,
he was picked on. He's still picked on, and he's not confident enough.
I had
enough.
7 friends in high school, and we all live near each other and are still friends, and we didn't talk to anyone else. So
he's a little strong.
The kid with the crooked finger isn't allowed in to the secret society.
Realistically, that's what it is, though, because I was a sophomore when that happened, so everybody's just going to be like, how's the finger doing?
That's true.
But it really is. But where is the townie drinking hole, like in your neck of the woods, or even where like you grew up? Is it still even exist?
No, because I have sort of a not your typical sort of like normal town upbringing, I would say. Because I was a really small town.
Yep.
And then for middle school, it was like 3 schools combined or 3 towns combined, and the middle school was like relatively big. But then I went to prep school. So that changes things completely.
There's
kids from all over the world that go to that prep school. So that's why the reunion's a little bit different in that regard, because you have kids coming in from Korea, California, Texas.
Everywhere,
like all over the place. So it's a little bit different. But there's a couple places between, like, you know, either Concord or Manchester, New Hampshire that people go to. And I guarantee you tonight it'll just be flush with kids from, I would say, again, anywhere from 21. I think by the time you hit 30, you're probably like, you should be probably done with those.
You would think
those
so.
Nights. I think.
But that's when you really, those are the people that that's the group that I sort of hone in and make fun of, right?
Yeah, like you're too old for
those
this.
Dudes that I went to high school with that are going to like Danny's Bar to be like, oh, this is where we hang out every Thanksgiving. It's like, okay.
Right, like if you don't need like a babysitter for this one, like once you've sort of graduated to that, like that's not, like, you know, take another night for yourself for your husband or wife or whatever.
My mom's coming over so I can go drink with Chucky and Shimey. Because, of course, you're going to drink with someone that has to have their name changed to an EY at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dicky, Chucky,
Frankie,
Petey, Frankie, uh-huh. Shimey, mm-hmm. Yup, Wanky, or whatever. I mean, name it. It's add an EY to the end of it, and there, that's who you're going to drink.
Well, that was like my 4 best friends from high school, when my wife first met them, couldn't keep them straight. It was Davey, Sharky, Bessie, Woody.
Oh, my God. Forget about it.
She's like,
no
what?
Wonder why he became Eyeballs.
Yeah, right. Davey Eyeballs.
She called him Eyeballs.
She calls him Eyeballs now. Yeah. Professor Eyeballs.
Professor.
Keep that one straight.
Professor yeah. what?
Classics.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a classics major.
yeah, right. Professor of podcast, Davey yeah, Eyeballs.
Correct.
There you go.
Correct.
Oh, boy. So hopefully everybody has a, I don't know, a plan. I don't know if it's a good one. I think we would all kind of laugh at it in various stages. Mm-hmm. And don't you think, nah, all right, we got to move on. Because
what? No, go ahead. You were
honestly could
question.
Talk about this. Like,
well, there's a lot going on.
Well, I'm fascinated so by
Scrim,
this in
are you
so
doing
many
a,
ways.
Are you doing like a big high school reunion thing tonight?
So there is one tonight, Thanks. But I'm not driving all the way from Lowell to Rockland, Mass. Just
Fair.
For that. Because, you know, long way. And if I'm going to drink, I'm not going to drive all the way home. That's stupid.
True. No, you can't do that. No, that is
the biggest drinking night of the year. Don't do that.
That's
number
right.
one rule.
So I'm just being safe.
Amateur night. This is really. Is this?
I did this a couple years ago, though, when I still lived on the South Shore. I absolutely went pre-pandemic.
See, I figured you would. And
it is packed. There is a specific location
yes.
that everyone goes to. Yep. It's the biggest bar in town. They fill up their parking lot, the hockey arena's parking lot yep. next door. Like
it's the hockey arena's so parking lot.
This
Think
also,
of that.
But Shyam also needs to prepare himself for his third Thanksgiving tomorrow.
So he has
he's
to
up
be,
to four already.
No,
he?
This will be three.
Or do you have
right.
two tomorrow? Is that what it is? You
no, got just one.
It's a doubleheader tomorrow for the Shimes when it comes to Thanksgiving.
My mother abandoned us to staying down in Florida for Thanksgiving, so I only have one
oh,
more.
Oh, so you missed out
tomorrow.
On one. Yeah. All right, so you have three out of four.
Shimes got a 1 o'clock kickoff and a 7 o'clock follow-up.
So I understand you got to be in the right mental space for
exactly.
that, so you're not going tonight.
No, but isn't this really the truth? Like, even more than the, even more than.
New Year's Eve?
Well, no, New Year's Eve is a little different because I think it's become kind of trendy. Like, you go jam New York City. I'm thinking more of, the Irish
Those are the two,
Day
oh,
in
St.
March.
Patrick's
Thank
Day?
You. Yeah, yeah. St. Patrick's Day seems to be a big
so
amateur night.
St. Patrick's Day is, but it's also sort of different because it obviously can fall any night of the week. And you don't have the day off. And so that one's sort of weird. And so it might not even be on the day itself. It might be like the Friday after or the Saturday before. This one is more similar to New Year's Eve, except it's not as fancy. So if I had to choose between the two, I'd probably choose... I wouldn't go out for either, but...
Understood.
But
I think
this
that's
one,
a standard for both
But
us.
This one, you don't need to dress up. Remember,
no,
that's
no,
a big
no, no.
contention for me.
Go as you are.
New Year's, you do. And New Year's Eve, depending on where you're going, chances are you're spending more money, which, again, as you know,
yes,
I'm out on.
You're out on.
So this one, you're just going to a local place, and you're getting, like, a pitcher of beer or whatever. So this one's not as bad. But they pack in like sardines. I've never been at a bar more packed than the night before Thanksgiving, and it's not for me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. Somebody on the text, oh, Gresham, it must be so hard being so high above everyone in the world. How's the view from the giant pedestal to hold your fat ass up there. Hey,
well,
I don't have a fat ass.
No,
I'm a largo. And B, no, it's not. I mean, I'm sorry, but when you get 40 and older,
yeah, that's kind of.
If your plan on Thanksgiving
yeah, get hammered
is,
the night before.
Oh, yeah, let's go back in the day. Like, here you go.
Let's go Hold wrestle on. Down at the bar.
Oh, no, here we got one, right?
Yeah.
Cue it up, John, right? My brother is 66 years old. He still goes out every Thanksgiving Eve with his two buddies that were football coaches in Swansea. They have a couple of beers and reminisce. I mean, there you go. Back in 1986, I called a zone blitz. We ended up beating Seacom 14-9, all because I ran zone dog out of the boundary. Ah, rub those nipples up and drink that beer.
If Coach just put me in, we would have won state.
Oh, exactly. How many of those are out there, right?
Still, we were this close to playing in the Super Bowl at Gillette.
With the original
Coach,
high school Letterman's jacket, too.
We've been state champions.
Yep, we've
no
been
doubt.
State champs.
100%.
Back in 82. Yeah. I used to be able to throw a pigskin quarter mile.
And then after a sixer, it was about half mile. And then you're outside peeing in the parking lot at 12:30 in the morning, hoping that your friend, who's a cop and did something with his life, came by and doesn't arrest you for public urination.
You know, I had all those D1 offers, but I had the injury. If it wasn't for the injury, I would have been.
Oh, there you go.
I would have been D1.
You know, back then they didn't have MACL surgeries in 1980. That's why I had to become a coach.
My knee. I still know when it's going to rain.
That's why I called that great call against Seacon Guy, 14-9. I got the play sheet at home.
We only had four plays, two to the left, two to the right. It's all we needed. You got that from remember the Titans. That's not real.
Rear left, backside, Georgia reverse.
That's it. That's all you need.
And radio's going to join us later. I guess this is one of those nights.
Radio.
This is one of those nights, boy. There you go. Here we go. 6:03.
Well, so now people are getting upset. If this is how you spend your night, that's so be it.
No,
that's
fine. Can you be bigger idiots? Shut up, 617.
What even bigger idiots?
You know what? Because that guy in the 617 is the one who's deciding, well, I don't know if I really want to go out with all my friends tonight if I'm going to get made fun of.
But if you have, so this is my point even about the high school reunion. If you are still friends with a handful of people from your high school, why do you have to wait until tonight to see them?
Have no idea.
You wait till the bar is the most packed, when everybody's in there, elbow to elbow, so you can get a beer. Wouldn't you want to pick another night, like any other night, and just kind of hang out then, maybe even a quieter place. You can really talk about how good your little end-around sweep was and every other play that you
had.
That's right. It's time you block two guys at the same time. Like, go ahead. But whatever. I guess you want to wait till tonight.
I was a better kicker than that Chris Schein. You miss that extra point in the eighth game of the 87 season.
I was more of a punter, Gresh.
Well, you know, you're not punting on Thanksgiving. You're on your fourth one.
Damn right.
Tonight.
Nope. Damn right.
Damn right.
I love this. You guys are old party poopers. Somebody said sit at home and masturbate instead. Whoa.
Damn right.
Damn right. Yeah, right.
I mean, do whatever you want. That's what I would say.
You know what? Now that would be the ultimate drinking night, would it not? Cecil Newton,
yes.
Tom Brady Sr.
Oh, yeah.
Odell's dad. Odell's dad.
And Gronk's dad.
Oh, Gronk's dad.
That's
yep.
A, that's can we a find foursome
can
right
you
there.
Imagine those guys sitting around drinking?
I am Cam's father.
That's right. My kid was the number one pick in the draft.
It was a dirty move. It was a sucker move.
Sucker move.
Yeah. Mine's going to have so many Super Bowl rings, he's going to have to put one on his member by the time it's done.
He might.
Exactly.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah. All right, so the Patriots are going to play the Tennessee Titans on Sunday.
Big game against the Titans.
Big game. I'm sure everybody will be chopping it up. By the way, for NFL Sunday, it's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Sunday. I know Keith is out, but we will be at Howl at the Moon at Patriot Place. And
Dave McGinnis will probably stop by. He was all excited about it.
Dave McGinnis is my guys. Buddy, man. I'm telling you, he's football guys, we stick together. People, that's right.
he could see us a mile away.
Yeah, you guys are very knowledgeable at the NFL game. Thank you, Coach. You're really good at growing a mullet, too. Have you seen that thing?
Oh, yeah, he looks great.
Oh, yeah, he had long hair when he coached, but now that thing
you can't look, guys, and again, as I say, and I really enjoy being on with you guys because you're very knowledgeable NFL people.
There you go.
That was like the second question.
Yep.
At one point, he was like, you guys have been around the game for so long, too. You would get this.
Is he wrong?
Not wrong. I've been a fan 30 years.
He also might, if he wasn't doing what he's doing, though, he might also be a candidate to be the bartender on Thanksgiving Eve. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Imagine slinging him up.
Imagine some of his stories that he would tell.
Oh,
That's a guy you'd want to sit next to.
I want
to
get a beer with Coach McGinnis.
Oh, damn right.
And Jake Plummer was his quarterback, and Mean Joe Green was his defensive line coach. He's got stories.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mean Joe.
Oh, he's got stories. Is right. He was all over the place.
Mean Joe threw me a Coke, and I dropped it. Punch me in the face. All done. All downhill after that. There was blood on the jersey that he threw me. So it's Tennessee at the New England Patriots. And a part of what stinks about this game is it's really about who's going to be up for Tennessee. We know Derrick Henry's going to be out. We know Julio Jones is going to be out. But what about the wide receiver Marcus Johnson, who pulled his hamstring? And then there's A.J. Brown. And in reality, this might turn into another Atlanta Falcons type situation where if you look at the way the Patriots attacked Kyle Pitts, every key spot, it was, we're going to mix it up. We'll have different coverages. We're going to hit him at the line of scrimmage. There are times we're going to leave him alone. And the guy like ran around in circles. If it's really just A.J. Brown and nobody else, then this game plan gets massively easier for the Patriots, a la Atlanta.
Yeah, it really is. And I know he's coming off a terrible game, but Ryan Tannehill, to me, is a solid quarterback. He had back-to-back great years in Tennessee, and then when the Tannehill is a real thing, now he's not as good. He's got 12 picks this year.
Is that the true origin of this?
These two guys were all over Tannehill.
It's not Scheim running.
No.
Every time I hear that, I think it's about the Naruto run.
This is the Tannessence.
Thank you.
And there was, because he had to leave Miami, went to Tennessee, and then thus began the Tannessence.
The Renaissance of Ryan Tannehill.
Right, we got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
I really wanted to make sure Gresh understood.
I'm just going to say.
Thanks for landing that plane for us, Sean.
What are we all going to go drinking tonight at the Renaissance Fair? Giant long tables and get
Give
served.
Give me a giant chicken leg. I'll be good to go.
Get served by a Viking and a woman at a bustier.
But he's having a bad year. He is 13 touchdowns, 12 picks. You know, quarterback rating, if you're into that, 86.1. So none of the numbers are very impressive from him. Derrick Henry not being there. This is now going to be their fourth game without Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're just learning how to do it, but you see, they got rid of Adrian Peterson. They tried out the Adrian Peterson experience. So, like, thanks, but no thanks.
He was the one guy Baltimore didn't want. Then
even Tennessee's like, we're good. So it's Deonta Foreman and I guess a banged up A.J. Brown. A Nick Westbrook, how do you say it, Sean?
Who?
Akine?
Correct.
Oh.
No. I wasn't done. Nick Westbrook,
I'm like,
Akine.
What is that, Brian Westbrook's kid?
No, maybe. But, I mean, it's not much. Like, it's not an impressive group. Like, again, beginning of the season, and I think one of the reasons why you and I both thought the Titans were going to make the Super Bowl was Derrick Henry, and then Brown and Jones on the outside. And as long as the defense improves a little bit, we both like Mike Vrabel. That's pretty good. But Jones has never been able to get going, and Derrick Henry is just such a like, there's not a single team that could lose their number one running back, with maybe the exception of the Colts, the way Taylor's playing, and you would have this type of ripple effect.
Agreed.
Like, they are a completely different team without him, and I think they're still going to be – I still think they're going to be pesky because of Vrabel, and I think they're going to win some games. We looked at their schedule. The rest of the way is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. But I don't look at them as a real Super Bowl contender without Derrick Henry.
I'm with you right now, and it will be fascinating to see what Mike Vrabel comes up with offensively. It's not even about what they're going to do defensively to try to slow down Mac Jones, which is kind of Vrabel's forte. If there's one thing you think Mike Vrabel might have up the sleeve, it would be a way to deal with this Patriots offense, or at least force them to solve the Rubik's Cube, let's put it that way. But it's really about what are they going to cook up on offense, because to me, it is, even if A.J. Brown plays, is very similar to what we just saw last week in terms of dealing with the Atlanta Falcons. We have so much to get into today. We will have Thanksgiving fun. Some of you texters are just out of control already.
People
which
are
is
mad.
Great.
Well, people are probably getting into it a little bit, which I don't blame them. If I wasn't working, if I wasn't on the clock, I'd have an eggnog or two. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, what the hell? There's food strewn all over this place.
There is a lot of, what are these, like instant Thanksgivings?
I
don't know. Wiggy's like, oh, we left some of this. I'm like,
I don't know.
Wait.
I'm just going to cover this whole area over here and just kind of put a blanket over it and be like, somebody else can kind of come along and sort of handle that. But we have a lot to get to. A quote from a unnamed NBA front office member about the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
That will make people say, whoa. We will get to the Nets-Celtics preview. The Red Sox have lost out on Steven Matz, but there is much more to that story. The Razor Andrew Raycroft will be with us at 11:10. It is What If Wednesday, your fantasy stayaways. Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston is in at 12:30. We also are going to slow burn it. We will get you ready for all the Turkey Day games. We'll give you a little Turkey Day perfect lineup as well.
Yeah, a little bonus to watch tomorrow.
For the 1 o'clock hour, and of course, Degeneration Bets before we're out of here, and you at 617-779-7937. Here is Shime, and he is Trendy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Gresh and Keefe. My ass is sublime.
That's not fair.
Tell a friend about Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
We got the potential to come out and play against Brooklyn tomorrow and play well. I think I don't want to put too many expectations on this group. We just got to come out and play some good basketball like we've been doing. Take it one game at a time. So I'm looking forward to the next one. Looking forward to put everything together.
Jaylen Brown is back. He'll be in the lineup tonight, presumably, as the Celtics welcome in the Brooklyn Nets to the TD Garden. 10:32. Gresh and Keefe here with you on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Tim Bontemps is a noted NBA writer for ESPN.com.
Front of the show.
How about this quote?
All right.
Oh, he still is, I think. I have no issues with him.
Dislike the show.
That's right. There we go.
Good guest.
One, here's a quote from his latest piece on the Boston Celtics.
All right. What do you got?
It's a little sobering.
Okay.
One league executive said, quote, "I can't believe this whole era for them hasn't really worked. They're stuck in neutral and maybe going backwards."
Yeah, I hear him on the going backwards part because this was a team that they would tell you how many Eastern Conference Finals they were in, right? Mm-hmm. That was one of the things. Like, I think Danny Ainge, even before he left, was saying how this team has won more playoff games than anybody else in like a 5-year stretch. You're like, all right, still no finals appearances, let alone NBA titles. And last year they go 500 and get bounced in the first round. This year they're doing better than, what are they, 2 games over 500 or 3, whatever it is. They're slightly
8-3 in their last 11.
So people That's are excited about that. People are pumped about that. But yeah, I mean, it kind of is right. And it's funny because I was always of the argument, well, Brown and Tatum are really young. You got to give it time. And we had Dan Shaughnessy on last week talking about his new book about the original Big Three. And he's kind of right. Tatum and Brown, they've been in the league now 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, they might be young in, like, real-world age, but they've been in the league long enough.
They both each played over 50 playoff games.
And they've had all that playoff experience. And, again, there's a lot of really good young players across the league. Like, you see what Trae Young's doing. You see what Luka Doncic is doing. You see, like, there's plenty of young guys that are kind of carrying teams by themselves, let alone having two young all-stars on one team. So, I think that is a good way to put it. Like, I would say they're in neutral. Don't you think they're kind of treading water in quicksand, however you want to describe it? I feel like that's probably right.
Well, the part of this quote to unpack is the "and maybe going backwards."
Yeah.
Because it isn't something that we have embraced. It isn't something that we have even talked about as a possibility for this basketball team, that they might actually be in part a half step behind because other teams have taken a full step forward. Yeah. And even if this team is just in neutral, it feels like you're going backwards because, as you'd mentioned, like, yeah, Atlanta is a great example where they took
all
a
these
step
other teams
forward
are doing
and
better.
They have,
yeah,
that one guy in Trae Young where it looks like even if they're having a down year, he'll drag them to a spot in the playoffs they probably don't deserve.
Well, think about where all these teams in the Eastern Conference were, say, 3 years ago, mm-hmm, right? And where the Celtics were and what their roster looked like. And you had these two guys and you knew they were getting better. And then look at what Brooklyn was then and now. Look what Miami was then and now. Chicago then and now. Even Washington's having a good year. Cleveland looks like they're at least not a doormat team. And like they're going to be pretty respectable.
Hell, even Milwaukee, because that roster was different than the one that won the championship last year.
They made a big addition at point guard, and they changed their team. And Charlotte. We can make fun of Charlotte all you want and be like, oh, they got, you know, a couple of former Celtics, but Charlotte's not bad, and they're one of the more fun teams to watch, and LaMelo Ball's a pretty good player. So that's another team that right now is better than the Celtics. But it's also, it shouldn't be a shock that they're going in the wrong direction, because just basketball standpoint, forget about off the court or personality. If you go in consecutive years from Kyrie Irving to Kemba Walker to Dennis Schroeder, you're getting a worse player every year.
You're going backwards.
You're going backwards. Now, again, I'm not trying to tell you that Kyrie would have worked and you would have been able to figure him out mentally. You wouldn't have, but just on the court, each guy's worse. Like, you were able to, you and I both like the signing of Dennis Schroeder, but he was available for $6 million for a reason. And Kemba Walker, unfortunately, you got him and he was damaged goods and he was hurt and he wasn't able to play. And so now you're just putting so much on Brown and Tatum improving because of the rest of the supporting cast. Like, who did you replace Gordon Hayward with? Josh Richardson?
Neesmith, in theory.
Yeah, like Langford.
Right.
And Neesmith and probably Josh Richardson. And so, again, we all, while he was here, kind of poked holes in Gordon Hayward's game, or, you know, he was hurt a lot, or you wondered how he fit with Brown and Tatum. But just sheer talent, much better than all the other guys that you have right now that you would consider your third or fourth best player.
And even if Gordon Hayward had stayed upright and didn't have his ankle turned in the other direction within the first 8 minutes of his Celtics career, we ultimately would have found out that Kyrie was kind of ruining the soup, so to speak.
Yeah, probably.
Then that's where Ainge maybe takes the hit, because he goes out and gets Kemba Walker, which looked like a good signing on the surface.
It did.
However, the guy couldn't play. And forget the off-court stuff and how he was the first one shipped out of here to where we all thought he was a part of the problem.
Right.
And who knows? Maybe he was backing Marcus Smart in the locker room and, you know, other people just didn't want to hear it. But that's where Ainge takes the hit on the, okay, maybe did it set everyone back? Because once you had said, we went from Kyrie to Kemba to Schroeder. In theory, it should balance out because Tatum and Brown got better. But has that really happened?
So I do think it has happened. I think those guys are better. I think you can sort, you can see it. I think they are better. It always goes back to the question, though, for three straight years is, do they make each other better? Do they play well together? Mm-hmm. You know, and again, this is super hyperbole, but like LeBron and Wade, how they complement each other, or even Jordan and Pippen. Like there was like a different skill set. Like if you're taking like these great duos of all time, and I don't know, is Tatum and Brown, is there too much overlap there, or is it just something that without a really good true point guard, is that also impacting how these guys work together, or sort of that missing piece?
Well, is Schroeder a real point guard? Because I do think
he's more of a point guard
with these guys.
He's more of a point guard than Smart,
right?
But he's not like a Lonzo Ball, Ricky Rubio type point guard. Well, if that's what you're even looking
for. Well, that's the thing, is that I know that for years it was, well, you got to have a point guard here who can shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dennis Schroeder can't really shoot. However, if that's where Brown and Tatum can knock down shots,
yeah,
can you live with a Dennis Schroeder as your point guard? The problem is you then need to go find an impact big. And those are very hard to find.
Like
if you're
going
to say that it's Tatum and Brown and you can live with Schroeder, and Marcus Smart's going to be either, you know, the guy playing beside Schroeder or coming off the bench, however you look at it, then you got to have that different kind of big. Could you find the Dennis Schroeder of big men?
But isn't Time Lord kind of that?
Well,
if he can stay healthy, because I feel like he is just a rebounding machine. He can block some shots,
right,
and he'll just catch the alley-oops. Like, is he a poor man's DeAndre Jordan, Clint Capella? Yet, I feel like some nights he is.
But I think you need an Al Horford type. Like, if you could rewind.
You have one.
Well, you do. Hold on. Let me rewind. If you can go back to 31-year-old Al Horford when he first signed here, that guy would complement this group, I think, very, very well with a guy like Schroeder at point guard. Because here's the thing. Like, I hear you on Time Lord, and I'm not out on the guy, but how has his offensive game gotten better in 3 years?
It hasn't, but I think that it's
still...
And that's
my problem, because if you don't have it... Because if you don't have it... Because if you have just a defensive center, basically, you know, a rebounder and a... That means you need a straight up bona fide third superstar to be able to score enough. But if you could rewind the clock and give me 31-year-old Al Horford, that kind of player might be the guy to really unlock Tatum and Brown.
I think one of their biggest issues right now, though, is still shooting, because there are some NBA teams, and even the Celtics in years past, would have a lineup with five guys that can knock down threes. So now they have lineups where Time Lord obviously won't shoot threes, and I think that's fine. I don't think you need five. I'm just saying.
Not a problem.
So he can't, so that's one.
Right.
Smart and Schroeder really aren't three-point shooters.
Only if they're wide open.
Yeah.
And with 5 seconds left on the shot clock.
I mean, they're not Ben Simmons, but they're also not, you know, marksman at all. Or
correct.
Even smart. Like, I don't even think he's average. I think they're both below average three-point shooters. And then the way Tatum is shooting this year from three, not very good either.
Yeah.
So now you go from lineups that have five guys that can shoot him to five guys that really aren't shooting him. That's a killer in today's NBA. Like, you just need to have multiple shooters. And that's why yesterday we spent time talking about how is Nesmith not getting time. And I'd go back to it. Like, if they're going to either add somebody or if they're going to actually just change the rotation around, you need to get more shooting on this team. It makes everybody else better.
And if the league, and by the way, this quote from the Tim Bontemps piece was from one league executive. If people in the league are starting to think that the Celtics are running in neutral, you're automatically losing trade value if you get to the point that you want to move one of either Tatum or Brown.
Well,
because it's going to look like desperation.
Well, those are also the only two tradable pieces you really have.
Right.
Like, Time Lord, I think somebody would probably be interested in. But, like, you're not getting anything for Marcus Smart. You're not getting anything for Al Horford. You're not getting anything for any of these other guys. And I don't think the Celtics would trade Tatum. By the way, they've sort of handled things over the last 6 to 10 months, they're not trading Jaylen Brown either.
I would say Schroeder would have some trade value, but that means you got to punt on him, and it means you're not having a good season, and it's bigger issues all the way around.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, folks, the Dork Podcast up right now on the new Ghostbusters. Rich and Davey breaking it down at WEEI.com. And subscribe to Dork Podcast on YouTube and on Twitter at Dork Podcast. Coming up, I'm actually a little upset at ESPN.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Because it's as if they're hearing something for the first time, all because Matt Judon said it. We're going to clear this up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Keefe.
The more layers you peel, the more I don't stink.
Tell a friend about Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Matt Judon has started a soap opera.
He has.
Over mac and cheese.
Yeah, he really has. I was kind of surprised to hear some of his mac and cheese musings.
However, Keith.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
ESPN is making it out like what Matt Judon said is like, you know, in the movie The Ten Commandments, and they drop one of the commandments.
Yeah.
Shatters all over the place, right?
Uh-huh.
For those of you who missed what Matt Judon said about mac and cheese.
You've been living under a rock.
Here's what he said yesterday.
I'm not even going to ask you a question. I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. All right, I'm getting on my soap opera.
Soap opera.
It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Let's be honest, guys. Everybody's probably here. It's a little lactose. So it messes up our stomachs. and we got to get it off the table. It's probably one of the most overrated dishes, but my favorite is dressing. I do love dressing.
So first
you know
of all,
what?
In General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live.
What was so the far. One you watched in college?
I was going to say, my sister watched General Hospital, cable. So I watched General Hospital. We had four channels for a long time, so that was always on.
I just want you to know that the greatest soap opera of all time, Rich Keefe, is General Hospital, because that's the one that I, Stephen A. Smith, have been on.
Stephen A. is on a soap opera, which is outrageous. So Matt Judon not only wants mac and cheese off of the Thanksgiving table,
yes. He
says it's trash altogether. And he's like, it's just cheese and noodles. Well, au contraire, mon frère, cheese and noodles are delicious.
Don't bring French cheese into this.
Oh, who doesn't love cheese?
Me.
Gresh.
That's right. This is a Gresh thing. So you and Matt Judon don't like mac and cheese. Macaroni and cheese is, Shime, is it one of the five, like when done right, and I'm not talking about just like a little bowl of instant stuff, but like a nice homemade mac and cheese, top five food dish?
Easily.
Yeah. And now, I know I personally don't associate it with Thanksgiving. That was not always on our Thanksgiving table. A lot of people do have it.
Holiday-y.
It is. But a lot of people will mention it as one of their favorite sides. I'm like, I don't even remember that being an option. If it was, I would have some. Yes, please. But he really just was not having it. I was surprised. I am a big mac and cheese fan. I thought most people were.
Now, the part of this that pisses me off is that the four-letter network and all these other people are acting like no one on earth has ever said this before.
Oh, that people. No,
anti-mac cheese.
Yeah, no. There's not really a unanimously liked food. I mean, maybe pizza, but even then you'll have a few people coming out of the woodwork like, I don't really like pizza. And you're like, what? Like most things, it's all about taste, I understand. But he was so adamant about
it.
He's like, get it out of there. Be. And then he likes dressing, which, again, we were discussing the other day with Shaq
Big
Mason.
Big difference between stuffing and dressing.
I prefer stuffing.
But I'd like to get this back to me again, if I can.
Of course.
How did ESPN not pick up my hot take of all the food stuff? I denounced mac and cheese
months ago
on this program.
Oh, months ago.
Months ago on
this
show.
You worked for ESPN at one point. You'd think they would have all your takes kind of in a catalog.
Yeah, well, they do. The Bud Selig one is the one that got me called upstairs.
They don't like that one.
Another story for another time.
Sure.
I guess when you compare the commissioner of baseball to your uncle that takes his pants off at the family reunion.
Well, it gets hot.
It's frowned upon, but yeah, especially
I have a
when
feeling I might be that uncle.
Can you imagine that?
I'm like, I don't have that uncle. Like
20 years
from
now,
I'm that uncle.
You know, Uncle Rich, you talked about this on the radio. There you are walking around.
Like, I'm wearing shorts. Don't worry about it.
Your Ghostbusters 2 boxers on and stuff like that.
With my Ecto-1.
No, but I'm upset that ESPN didn't jump on this. However, let's get back to the bigger issue, which is, mac and cheese is funny. I still equate it as a holiday dish.
You do? Okay.
Now, I think it's much more Christmas than it is Thanksgiving. However, at some point, you do kind of run out of the Thanksgiving sides, right? Because on the whole, first of all, green bean casserole is disgusting.
Take a hike.
Get out.
Punt.
Right? The whole onions, people make, ouch.
Shove them.
So the traditionals when it comes to Thanksgiving are really stuffing or dressing and mashed potatoes,
correct,
maybe with some sweet potatoes thrown in there as well.
If that's your thing.
That's kind of the core, right?
And a cranberry sauce.
Kinds of it, because that's choice
of
the, I can have regular mashed potatoes or I can have sweet potatoes. Okay, fine. That I'm okay with.
There
is really nothing else. It's either mac and cheese is a side replacing something, bumping something good.
Yeah, you only have so much room on the table.
Yeah.
And I think cranberry sauce, because you want to lighten it up a little bit. Because when my typical plate, you'll have turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes. It's all relatively the same color. It looks kind of dark and dreary.
Right.
You heat it up a little bit there with a nice cranberry sauce, kind of makes the plate pop.
There you go,
and then you're good. Then you're eating that. You're having a nice time.
Now, cranberry is another thing that is very polarizing.
People don't love
it.
I like the can.
Well, that's the thing, because there's two kinds of the whole cranberry sauce.
Oh, the other one that's made with like real cranberries, garbage.
Or when people put effort into it.
Yeah,
right?
People actually take some time. That is gross.
Here's my effort. I go down aisle 14. I grab a can. I open it up on game day. Boom, done.
Little serving dish.
It's
I'm your
easy,
guy.
Right? Yep. Put your little butter knife there. Put it on the table. Shuts everybody up.
Living the high life.
All right. Steve in the car has some thoughts on this. Steve, you're with Gresh and Keefe. Go ahead. Hang on. There we go,
Good
Steve.
Morning,
go
guys.
Ahead. How are you?
Hello.
I think you missed the subliminal message here. I believe even though it's not Kraft mac and cheese. Oh. It was a dig at Kraft and Mac Jones.
There it is. Yep. There's another layer to this. He might Steve, be speaking. Have a good holiday. He might be speaking in code.
I got you.
Which we had not considered.
So he's sending a message. Oh, that would be.
Yeah.
What is a Thanksgiving Keefspiracy? Do you have holiday Keefspiracy extra level? Is it like a Mach 5 Keefspiracy take when the holidays are tied in?
Well, the original Thanksgiving may not have gone as reported.
Oh, I got you.
There may have been some issues there. Okay. The original Thanksgiving.
Santa Claus is actually an alien as well.
Could be, right? He's got certain powers that would sort of elude you to, in that direction.
Yes, and we have children listening to this show.
Special technology.
Day off today. Correct.
You can track them.
That is true. You can go the NORAD deal, right?
Mm-hmm. What are you looking at now?
I'm just seeing green bean casserole is one of the John Anderson. Is the John Anderson of science.
See, this is why he doesn't go to a high school reunion. This
that is pretty good.
Yeah.
No, I was just looking to see if anybody...
If everybody on the show was a Thanksgiving side dish, what would we be?
Cornbread.
I'd say Keith is mashed potatoes because you're the most consistent.
Thank you.
What is the... Hold on.
Holy smokes. Shy, I'm just licking Keith's ass right now.
Oh, what a way. What do you mean? I made it best.
Whatever the best side is.
It's not even the best side. Yeah. Stuffing is the best side. Relax,
whatever the
John.
Best thing
Calm
is,
down.
That's what Rich is. He's the most consistent. He's the best and the funniest and the
he
brightest.
Might be right.
John, I would say
Gresh is the turkey.
No, I would say that... Well,
sometimes he can be a gobble. Sometimes he can be a little dry, but other times he can be a bit juicy.
There you go.
The texture is right. John's definitely the green bean casserole.
Well, I would say...
John is those pearl onions that literally nobody wants to eat.
That's not loose enough. He's butternut squash.
No, he's turnip. Even worse.
You're going to get that thing, tennis Fixed. Racket challenge.
Tennis racket challenge.
That's what I'm thinking
John
of.
Wins again.
All
right, something to consider. You can text
And then
that
I'm
in.
The gravy.
Yeah, okay. 3793.
All right, yeah, let us know on the old Twitch
What are we,
chat.
Cutting you open? What comes out, gravy or ragu? Send your
gravy.
Text to 37937. That's right. When it's tortellini shime, it's pasta sauce. When you cut you open around the holidays, it's gravy. There we
exactly.
go. So what does shime bleed? 37937. Send that in.
Shime's like a TikTok. So when you cut into it and it's just cake. It's all cake.
Oh, my God. Those TikToks are insane.
Cake or not cake.
Oh, it's nuts, right? Oh, so it's like a dog bone. Oh, it's a cake.
I want to try the cake.
Looks like a clock. It's a cake.
In what country? All right, Nets at the Celtics. And the Red Sox lose on Steven Matz, and the owner of the Mets is pissed. We'll tell you all about that and our buddy Andrew Raycroft at 11:10, hour two, Gresh and Keefe next. This hour's code word is cake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.